Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted.
Good morning. It's very early in the morning today. It's 9:30 Eastern Time. Today is September 23, 2016. This is Sherry Veronica, and I wanted to talk about in case of global emergency, get niggers. If there is a global emergency, who would rebuild? How would it happen? We have to assume that some people will survive. We have heard, and this is not, I'm not going into conspiracy theories or anything like that, but we do know that they are underground bunkers, and we do know that they are submarines in the oceans, and we do know that they are space shuttles. They are satellites. Well, satellites are not usually manned, but we do know that there is a international space shuttle that is in space constantly. And should there be a global emergency, there would be time for some people to hide and to probably secure a safe place if the world, if the earth is not totally destroyed. Now, who would rebuild when everything has settled down? We know that a lot of these underground bunkers have food. They have special lights where they can grow food. And we know that these special places are controlled by the elite, the military and the military elite. Who would be pegged to rebuild America, to rebuild the world? So we have to say in this particular blog, if there are people who have survived on the outside, we will have to assume that once slaves would become slaves again, get niggers. Dark-skinned people seem to be able to tolerate the sun better. We know that with all the wars, Mexico, they are still very poor, so we can assume that that part of the south of America would be pegged. The south of the United States of America, the deep south, where there's a lot of poverty, those people would be pegged. We do know Central America, they're pretty poor there, so maybe people there would be pegged. Of course, the Caribbean, people are still very much enslaved in the Caribbean. Those people would be pegged. And Africa, the west coast of Africa, where a lot of the enslaved people came and occupied the West Indies and other parts of the world, those people would be pegged. And this is something that I talk about a lot with people offline, and I write about it, but I wanted to talk about it on the radio, people say this or that everyone must listen to, and people say emergency, this is something that's happening now, people need to listen to this. But we know from living in the world that not much matters. People don't really care about things that are important, just as long as people are eating and they have their microwave, or they can fuck, or they can do their drugs, or maybe even have a job. People love having bosses and having jobs. So people don't really care. And when it comes to very important questions, people definitely don't care. Now, the blog, nakeddeparture.com, we've asked people on that blog, and it is based primarily in the West Indies and more so Barbados, and we've asked people to tell their stories. And if Barbados has 250,000 people, there are 250,000 plus stories. Everyone has a story. But people mostly blog about other people. They don't focus on themselves. So if you cannot even write a story, an honest story about yourself and something that has happened to you. And when I say there are 250,000 stories, I mean tragedies. I mean opera. You know, when you go to the opera, you expect to hear something that's pretty dramatic, pretty sad. And these things do happen in third world countries, and these things do happen in Barbados. But yet, people cannot bring themselves to write, to tell their story. And if you cannot, in all honesty, tell your story, what good are you? How do you exist? Why do you exist? The blog, nakeddeparture.com, there's a comment section to every blog, and we see where someone, we don't even know if it is male or female, and the name is a fake name, and we see where that fake name and that anonymous person is perturbed because someone else used their name. But how do you become so perturbed when no one knows who you are, and when you can assume a different identity? If people are put off so easily, what would happen in a great calamity? What is going to happen to people if they don't practice? If you are not practicing being brave, if you are not practicing standing up for something, just stand for something. If there's no practice in you, if there are no balls, there's no backbone in you, if something really bad happens, what good are you? Why do you exist? If there's nothing brave, nothing good, nothing solid about you. And I say that to bring me back to this same old nagging question. In case of emergency, who would get the chains around their necks again? Who would be enslaved? Black people, get niggers. Corral the niggers. I mean, there can be no doubt in your mind that that's what would happen. Black people since slavery have not come together. Black people since emancipation, you're not saying anything. You haven't said anything. If you, up to now, 2016, have to walk around with a board in front of your chest declaring Black Lives Matter, that means you don't matter. And I invite people, I say that this is part one, and I invite people to come on and speak about it. If you have to say that you matter, you can't really matter. Because that's what they say about animals. They fight for animals, for dogs, for cats, certain rights for animals, four-footed animals. And if black people have to beg for that recognition in 2016, you don't matter. You cannot convince me that you do. And yesterday I was all with Pat, and she is saying that we need to come together, we need to stop being like crabs in a barrel and pulling each other down. And yes, that's well stated, and we understand that. But other than that, what are we saying for ourselves? What are we doing for ourselves? So the only thing that matters to black people, the only thing that you can say matters is having some money in your pocket and fucking or and spending money. Spending and fucking. So in case of an emergency, why would you not be the best people to enslave again? To enslave again. The Indians weren't really well suited for enslavement. That's what they say. The white people certainly were not good for enslavement. That's what they say. So black people it is. Black people it will be again. So like I said, this is part one, and I invite anyone to call in 914-205-5805, and I will schedule a show tomorrow, same subject, same topic. And we want to be convinced. I would like you to convince me that black people would not be good targets just in case of emergency. And maybe put forward who would be better than black people to rebuild and to restock and to, you know, whatever needs to be done to get the, who other than black people would you see as being better qualified to be slaves? Because like we see, and this is seen. You just have to travel a little bit, get out of your familiar zone, your comfort zone. You just need to get out of that a little bit and travel, and you will see how other people from other places, how they move, how they get by, how they do things, how they succeed. You will see it. It's written all over the face of Earth. It's written. It's there. You can see it if you look, if you seek, you would find. And other people do advance and do get by. But for black people, it's not that easy. We spoke of Jay-Z last night. And for me, from what I have seen in the world, I think the best, and I'm not prejudiced, and I can write anything about anyone. I have no particular respect for any particular person that I wouldn't do something. I'll write and I'll blog and I'll do whatever needs to be done for that freedom. You have to have the freedom to say what you need to say, no matter how asinine it may be, because then you can look back and you can say, well, I said that and I don't like how it feels at this point, or maybe I could have said it differently, I could have thought about it a little bit more. But you have to have that experience of saying something and looking back at what you've done to be able to move forward and be better. So I encourage that, and I myself do that, and you move forward and you get better. I don't hide. You know my voice. You know my name. You know my blog, the names of my blogs. So then someone is ready to assault me. They have my name and they have an image of me where they can put forth their assault, and I have to take it. I have to go, I have to move in with the feelings. I have to move out with the feelings. and I have to take it, but it makes you stronger. It makes me stronger. And hiding doesn't do that. It's not going to cut it. You're not going to get anywhere if you're hiding. So when you talk about in cases of emergency and you think about who would be best to fit the slot to rebuild just in case there's a global catastrophe, I invite anyone to come and say who they would think would fit that bill better than the nigger. And the nigger, for purposes of this particular blog on NakedDeparture.com and this particular show, means dark-skinned people. Dark-skinned people. It doesn't mean that you're a thief. It doesn't mean that you are a criminal or you are debased in any way. It just means that you have dark skin. Dark-skinned people would be the ones who would be pegged to rebuild because, like I said, if you seek, you will find that everyone else has done something with their lives. And I, as I was saying, the only person that I find that has exceeded, I mean really exceeded at stardom and money and handling themselves pretty well, I would say it's Rihanna. I would have to say Rihanna, she was 16. She came from Westbury, St. Michael, which is a pretty poor area in Barbados. But I, from watching her, feel that she has handled her fame and the money that she has earned pretty well. Now, again, when we were talking on the show yesterday and we were saying that some black people pulled themselves out of poverty and some black people are doing very well. Yes, we can say, yes, if the measuring stick is money, yes. Yes, some black people have done pretty well. But what brought them there? Who brought them there? How did they get to where they are? And what is sustaining them to be where they are? And yes, someone will say it's purely black money, but there's no such thing as black money, or they will say it's black energy. So what is this black energy calling black women bitches and hoes? And you know, you are talking down about your own people, your own community. Because when we talk about Jay-Z, we know that that's what he does. He's a rapper, and for the most part, he called black women bitches and whores. And maybe it seems, if people can say that he is a business, not even a businessman, but a business, and if people can say, well, he's making his money irrespective of what white people are doing, he is making his money. So we can look and we can say, yeah, okay, he's making his money because so many other black people are willing to buy what he is selling. And what he is selling is black women are bitches and whores. And whatever else surrounds that, whatever else comes out of that, maybe you can make money selling drugs, and after a while you can clean yourself up if you make enough money selling drugs, destabilizing your black community, because they're not selling drugs in the white areas. They're selling drugs to their own people in their own neighborhoods. And if that is what black communities aspire to be, drug dealers, then move up to being rappers, then move up to being whatever, a better drug dealer, I don't know. If that's what we are hearing is what makes some successful black men successful. For me, I still see that as being something that is allowed by the white man, because he has not done anything to make the black community any better. He's not making the black community any better. Jay-Z is all about money. He's all about his money. And when we talk about Rihanna, I don't know what Rihanna is all about. I do not know Rihanna personally, but as a black female looking at Rihanna, I have a sort of respect. I respect her because she knows when to snap back at you when you talk trash. She shows that she's human. She shows it. And if you clap at her, she'll clap back at you. And she shows that she can surround herself by people who look like her, and she can employ people who look like her. So she is someone, and she doesn't want to be a role model, but with not being a role model, she has in some ways become a role model because she's being herself. Rihanna is Rihanna. We know she takes most of her picture with her middle finger sticking up. And we know that she will take off her clothes when she needs to take off her clothes. We know Rihanna for being Rihanna. So there's a respect. But looking at this whole situation as a whole, looking at the black situation as a whole, in case of emergency, who would rebuild? So in case of emergency, get niggers. It still comes back to no matter how few are making money. Few are making money. The few that are making money are showing their asses, calling women whores, calling black women bitches, and whatever else they're doing to make their money, whatever they're doing to make their money and keeping their money. I cannot bear to watch reality shows, but they're insulting. They are insulting. They are something that the world can do without. So where are the black scientists? Where are the black people who are creating submarines? Where are the black people who have their bunkers? Just in case. Just in case. Where are the black people who can stand gunshot for gunshot, bomb for bomb, submarine for submarine? Where are these, because I'm not hearing about them, where are these black people that can stand shoulder to shoulder in terms of strength just in case of emergency? So I invite you to write in, to send a blog, to send a comment. I invite you to educate me and to show me where, in case of emergency, they will not re-enslave the black man. Show me where in all of this world, where another set of people other than black people would be enslaved just in case something happens. And something always happens. Something's always happening. So are you going to be holding on to your Bibles with hope and pray that everything remains the same in the world? Because nothing remains the same. This all, every civilization has come to an end. That's what history shows us. Every empire has been toppled. Everything changes. So what are black people, black dark-skinned people, what are you doing in case of an emergency? What is being done? And like I said, I have searched high and low, and I have not seen anything, have not heard anything. So if there's anyone that can educate me as to what black communities are doing in case of emergency to make sure that they and their children and anything black does not end up in slavery again, I invite you, please, to let me know. Send in a blog, send in a comment, send in the email. Everything is here for you. Everything is available, so you know where to contact me. And let me know why you would think that in case of an emergency, why black people will not be slated to become slaves again. And you can also talk to me about what's happening with the shooting down of our black brothers in America, and what do you think about the Black Lives Matter, that kind of, that slogan. We need to talk about it all, because, like I said, you can only say Black Lives Matter if it doesn't matter, because you don't hear white people, Japanese and Russians, and you don't hear people from other places talking like that. You don't hear it at all. And every time you look around, a black person has to state that they matter, state that they want their freedom, state that they want civil rights. It's disgusting. It's insulting. It's something that needs to be talked about. And if you're not talking about it, if you don't care, it's okay. It's okay. But you have to realize that with you not caring and with you not talking about these things, what will happen in case of an emergency? I want to thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler. Thank you.